This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Tuesday is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, is going up against the Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. Final results may not be available to tonight, as any number of absentee ballots will need to be counted. Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote Wednesday to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests this week, but will not be armed or wearing body armor. Congress is meeting to certify the Electoral College results, and President Trump has refused to concede while whipping up support for protests. Election analysts have pointed out that the efforts to delay the Electoral College process is little more than political theater, and President-elect Joe Biden, rather, will be the next president of the United States. The European Union expressed grave concern Tuesday about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog that Iran had resumed enriching uranium. You can read more on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News.